White. Preston, Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. March 27, 1892. Dear son Willie, everything moves along the same as when I wrote you last. I cannot report improvement. Some days I'm feeling worse than others. Then, for a day or two, a little better. This is my history. Today I go to get another bath. I shall go before dinner and eat my dinner at Stephen's and rest there until after dinner, then take my bath and return home. It seems so disagreeable to have to be helped in dressing and undressing. My hands are very weak, my arms painful and much crippled. I am sorry I cannot write you a better story. Night before last, I slept more than I had done for a week, and slept some through the day. Last night, I slept little. I had 1 hour's nap in the first trial after going to bed, then slept no more until midnight, then 1 hour's sleep, then 2 hours wakefulness. I cannot handle myself any better than I have done for weeks. Sabbath, it rained some, was very cloudy. I had told them I would speak to them, but I was unusually weak, and the weather threatened every moment to be rainy. I finally decided to go, and the clouds dispersed. There was a large congregation, and they listened with interest. It rained and was cold when we started homeward, Marion, Annie, May, and I. We had meeting in Albert's Hall. I was glad I went. Do not think it hurt me. Sunday it did not rain, but was cloudy and cold. Such sudden changes from extreme heat to sudden cold. Today, Monday, March 28th, it is clear but cool. Everything moves along pleasantly. May surprises me. She steps around quickly and has meals in time. She makes the fire in my room in the morning and makes the fire in the kitchen and then assists me to dress. She seems cheerful. Meals seem satisfactory. We manage to use up 8 quarts of milk each day. We do not use butter on the table because there is no need of it, and we are all agreed in this matter. Fanny's foot has been encased in plaster of Paris since last Wednesday. She has been improving, bears the encasement of foot and ankle well. I sincerely hope that the Lord will preserve you from sickness and that your meeting will accomplish much good. Our only hope is in God. He can help us. I shall do what I can in the fear of God, trusting results with Him. If I do not improve, I think I shall make some change, go to some more favorable climate, or return to America, which latter I would rather not do unless I am decided that I shall be no better. But to remain here, a helpless invalid, doing no one any good, does not seem pleasant. I pray for guidance. You know we were told expressly not to settle here in Melbourne, and if I go back and try no other climate, I do not think it would be satisfactory. I want to do something. To wait till your return is quite a while, and I am puzzled to know just what I should do. We are pleasantly situated. The heavy rain last Friday night brought dampness into the plastering, but I would not care to move to another place if this house is safe. I can write but a few lines now, but I thought you would be anxious to hear how we were getting along. I shall hope to hear from you soon. In much love, Mother.